Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Lamed Hey in Maseches Beitzah, 649th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to pick up analyzing the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, learned on the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph, that says that a person could stand on the side of his storage area that has fruits and simply say that I will take fruits from here, and that would be enough for the fruits to be considered prepared for Shabbos. The Gemara will analyze what implication that has in terms of the halachas of Trumas and Maestros, both vis-a-vis Shabbos and the rest of the week. That will be the topic on Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. And on Amud Beis, we will continue with this topic in terms of Kviya HaMechayevas Maestros, which means that there are those actions that show that you want to eat the fruits and that you're making status as kavua, as making a chayiv in maestros. We discussed in yesterday's daf Shabbos being mechayiv for maestros, and the perek will conclude with those halachos and general halachos of maestros. And the last perek of Maseches Beitzah will discuss the appropriate way to move around fruits that does not appear as a tircha yeseris. Let's Bezer Hashem begin on the top of Lamed Hey Amud Aleph with a little bit of background. We learned at the end of yesterday's daf that it could very well be that once a person designates fruits and says, I'm going to eat it tomorrow, so then in such a case, then it's considered as if he designated it for eating itself. It's not that particularly Shabbos is koveya for maestros, even if achilas arai on Shabbos is not koveya for maestros, Shabbos itself does not say that this is achilas keva, but in a case of where he designated before Shabbos, then in such a case, the Gemara had mentioned the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, that might be enough. Asks the Gemara, is that so? Is designation enough? V'haloi maisrei chayzer. But there's a rule that whatever is left over from the eating, from fruits that you ate, goes back and is returned to dry in the storage house. V'shamina leilu Rebbe Lazar, da'amer kol eichad maisrei chayzer lo kava. And we also learned, the Rebbe Lazar holds, that during the week, if you return fruits, even if you originally thought that you were going to eat it, so then in such a case, then those fruits are still not chayiv in maestros. Shevishamina le'ed Rebbe Lazar, d'ar mekola hecha, de maestro chayzer lo'ikava. Disnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, is the Mishnah in maestros, perikdal Mishnah Gimel, ha'noitel zeisim min hamatan, toivel achas b'melach. If a person takes out olives from a large bowl that was used to hold the olives in the olive press, he could eat each one by one with salt without taking off maestros. And dipping it in salt is not considered koveya, since he's eating it one at a time, Rashi says. But if he dipped 10 at once, then he is chayiv. Rebbe Eliezer, I remember Rebbe Eliezer adds, min hamatan tar chayiv. Min hamatan tame potter. It depends on what type of utensil it is. If the utensil is one that's tahor, and as the Gemara will eventually explain, there was a tameh that came in contact with the food, so then in such a case, then you will never put back those olives, because it will make the rest of the kli tameh. So therefore, even the mosar is considered kavua, you will never return it. However, min hamaton tameh potter, mipnei shu machzir es hamoisar. The reason why it's not chayiv in maestros is because you might return it, and since you'll do that, so then in such a case, the halacha is that those fruits that go back, the maestro, so the halacha is that those are not considered kavua and not chayiv in maestros. Vavina ban, we explain, maishna resho mashna seifa. What is the difference between the two? V'amri Rabbi Yavo, Reisha b'maton tar v'gavra tamei. As we delineated before, Rabbi Yavo says that we're talking about that the person who takes it out from the utensil is tamei, while the utensil is tar, d'lo matzi mahadila, and therefore he won't return. Seifa, the seifa of Rabbi Eliezer's case, is b'maton tamei v'gavra tamei, d'matzi mahadila. So then in such a case it could be returned, and since it could be returned, Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that moisro is chayzer, it's not kavua for maestros. So how could we say that simply by saying you're going to take from here, automatically it's chayiv in maestros because you're going to eat it, moisro is what? Moisro is not kovei, it's not chayiv in maestros. Answers the Gemara. 10 lines on top of Lamed Hayim at Aleph. Masnisa Nami B'muksa Tor V'gavra Tomei. D'lo Matzim Mahadirle. Our mission, you'll have to say, is talking about that the fellow who's taking it out is Tomei, and the Muksa is Tar. It can't go back, and therefore won't be Moiser. Asks the Gemara. V'aloi Muzarn V'oim Dinei. But it wasn't talking about a case in which someone had taken it out. He had just indicated with his words. That was the lashon of our mission on the bottom of Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. He had just indicated with his words that he wanted to take it out. Question mark. El Amar of Simi Barashi, Rabbi Eliezer Kamrit. You're talking about Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer's svar is a different svar. Rabbi Eliezer Tamei Damer Truma Kova V'Kol Shekein Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Truma is Koveya, and Shabbos would also be Koveya. Rashi explains in the first or the second of the medium-sized line that according to Rabbi Eliezer, once you're Mafresh Truma, automatically it's considered as if you've now indicated that you are going to eat the fruits in a permanent type of manner, which of course is a definition of the Chiyuv of Maestros. Once you separate Truma, automatically it's Koveya, and certainly Shabbos is. So we go back to the original Pshat that we had on Lamed Daled Amud Beis, that in our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Shabbos would be Koveya for Maestros. This now, where do we have this opinion of Rabbi Eliezer? This is in Perek Beis in Maestros. Perish Atarmin Achlo Nigmar Malachton, Rabbi Eliezer Oyselechom in Arai, V'chachomim Matirin. Rabbi Eliezer says you're automatically going to be Chayev to take off Maestros once you've taken off Truma, and certainly Shabbos is going to be Mechayiv for Maestros as well. Now the Gemara goes back to the opinion of Rav Nachman that was dancing around some of the issues that we already spoke about previously in the Amud, but now we have to emphasize 6-7 lines. Rav Nachman's opinion is found, maybe even 8 or 9, up on the bottom of Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Rav Nachman makes a fascinating deduction from the Mishnah on Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. The Mishnah had said that according to Rabbi Eliezer, a person could stand by the Muktzah on Erev Shabbos on Shvius and say he's going to eat from here. Why does it say Erev Shabbos of Shvius? Because on Shvius, on Shemitah, there is no Chiyuv of Meiser. However, if it's not Shemitah, Rav Nachman deduces, then Shabbos is Koveya for the Meisers. And that's why in the top line of the Mishnah, Lamed Daled Amud Beis, it only said that you could eat immediately if it was the Shnas HaShvius. But otherwise, it would be Chayiv for Maisa. This is the opinion of Rav Nachman. So it says, the Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Back in our daf, Alamed Heyam Alf, about 15 lines in, the Gemara says, I'll bring you a proof that this position of Rav Nachman is correct. Misefer, from the Sefer. V'chachamim, the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Eliezer, Ach Yershom, you need to designate, not simply verbally, but you have to note. You have to indicate, let's say, with a pen, a chalk. V'yomer mikan v'adkan. From here to here, I will take. Taima de erev shvius b'shvius de la barisurihu. That only applies to erev shvius and shvius. Habishar shnei shavuot de bnei asurin ninu asurin. Mashma, according, even according to Chachamim, prohibited. My time, what's the reason? La mishum de Shabbos kava. It seems that would be because the Shabbos is kaveh for maestros. Says Gemara, lo. Shani hasam kivan da amr mikan vatkan ni ochal machar kavale. It's not because it's koveya because it's Shabbos, but rather in his actions he's being koveyed for tomorrow. Asks the Gemara, yachi ma'iriya Shabbos, and why does the Mishnah emphasize Shabbos? Fil b'chal nami. That would apply also during the week. Answers the Gemara, hakam ashmalan, de tevel muchan hu atzol Shabbos. Like the Gemara answered at the end of yesterday's daf, that the tevel is considered prepared vis-a-vis Shabbos, shim avar tikno misukan, that if a person violates the Isser Drabbanon of taking off Trumas and Maestros, so then in such a case, it does not have a problem of Muksa. So that's what our Mishnah was bringing out. Our Mishnah was bringing out that if it's not during Shemitah, so then in such a case, there is no Maestros at all. If it's Shabbos, so then in such a case, because he said that tomorrow he's going to eat from there, it's going to be acceptable. Not because Shabbos is Koveya for Maestros, but simply because he delineated that he's being Koveya, this Chiyuv. And the reason why the Mishnah mentions that it's Shabbos is to teach us that even though you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maestros on Shabbos, if you do, as the Gemara describes earlier, Lamed Daled Amud Beis, which is also a Gemara in Shabbos on Mem Gimel, the halacha is that im avar v'tikno masukan, that tevel is considered muchan etzel Shabbos.
The Gemara now continues to remain. We're going to ask a question according to the explanation that we had earlier, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Shabbos is koveil maestros, and immediately when Shabbos comes, automatically there is a chiyuv of maestros. We learned in Meseches Trumas haya oichal be'eshkol. If a person was eating from a cluster, Rashi explains that in general, eating from a cluster of grapes is not considered eating for something that's kavua lemaestros, because most of the times the grapes are taken off from the cluster, particularly to be used for wine. V'nichmasa migina lechatzar, and he goes from the garden where the grapes were growing to the courtyard. Eliezer and Meyigmer. Eliezer says there isn't a chiyuv of maestros by simply walking into the chatzar, and he could finish eating the grapes. Rabbi Yeshua Amar lo Yigmar. Rabbi Yeshua says that the chatzar is koveya, and therefore it's immediately chayiv and maestros by coming into the chatzar. That shows that the eating is no longer a temporary eating, which is done normally in the fields, but already being in the courtyard is considered chayiv and maestros. Period. Another machlokes from Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. Choshcha b'leilei Shabbos. What happens if Shabbos sets? Could he continue eating the grapes? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yigmar, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yigmar. Rabbi Yeshua says that you can't complete. Why? Because Shabbos is koveh for maestros, presumably. And Rabbi Eliezer holds you can. Why? So over here it seems that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Shabbos is not koveh for maestros. So it's a stira. Earlier there were those who wanted to say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Shabbos is koveh for maestros. Says the Gemara, no. Hasam kediktani time. Rabbi Nasan Omer Lo Kisha Amar Rabbi Eliezer Yigmar Bechatzer Yigmar El Yotze Chutzel Chatzer VeYigmar. First of all, Rabbi Eliezer said Rabbi Nassan is not of the opinion in the first case of the Mishnah in Trumas that you could finish eating in the Chatzer. It just means that if you brought it into the Chatzer, if you bring it back out to the Gina, you could continue there. By coming in, the Chatzer is not Koveya. In contrast to Re'ias Pnei Abayis, that if it's brought entirely into the house, then you'd be Chayiv even if you brought it out. However, Chatzer is an in-between state. That's in regards to the Reisha. V'lo, Gemara continues 7 lines from the bottom, Kisha Amar Rabbi Eliezer Yigmar B'Shabbis, Yigmar, Elamamtin L'Motzai Shabbis V'Yigmar. Doesn't mean that you can continue eating on Shabbos, because Shabbos would be Koveya. However, if on Shabbos he stops eating, on Matzai Shabbos, he could continue. In other words, by simply passing the Shabbos, that in itself is not Koveya the Maestros. It's if a person eats on Shabbos. But once he eats on Shabbos, then Shabbos in its chashivos, in its significance, the Achila is by definition one that is considered permanent and automatically Chayiv in Trumas HaMaestros if you're eating then. If you stop eating and then Matzai Shabbos comes, then you will be exempt. Gemara continues 7 lines from bottom. Kiyasa Rav Nam Rabbi Yochanan Echad Shabbos Vechad Truma Vechad Chotzer Vechad Mekach Kulon Ein Koyvin Ela B'Davar Shenigma Melachton. Rabbi Yochanan says, and if you take a look, we see this is how the Ein Mishpat quotes that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that Shabbos is not Koveya, the Chotzer is not Koveya, as we had discussed above. A sale doesn't create Kvius. Only something that in the natural order of the way in which the fruits are processed, that the entire processing is complete, then you're going to be chayiv in Trumas HaRaisis. Lafukim in the Hillel. That comes to preclude from the Shita of Hillel. The sign is we learned in the Braisa. Hamaimid peros mimakom lamakom, liktsar, v'kidei shaleim hayom. If a person, there's a big discussion what the appropriate girsa over here is. Is it hama'amer or hama'avir? We're going to go with the girsa, it's hamamir. If somebody piles up fruits from one place to the next, once again, here there's another girsa. We're going to go with the girsa of liktsos, not liktsar. If someone piles up fruits to cause them to dry, v'kidei shaleim hayom, and then Shabbos sets in, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hillel la'atzma oser. Hillel says that it's prohibited, that Shabbos is automatically Koveya, even though, here Hillel is saying a very big figush, even though he had the fruits have been set aside to dry out. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan was responding to. When Rabbi Yochanan said Shabbos, he meant to preclude from the Shita of Hillel. Chatzer, the Gemara continues on the top of Amud Beis, when he spoke about Chatzer, lafuke midu Rabbi Yaakov, is to preclude from the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov. Disnan, as we learned in a Mishnah, Hamavir, here we have the appropriate girsa as Hamavir. Hamavir te'enim b'chatzeiro liktos. Bonavu b'nei veso ochlem en arayu p'turim min ha-maiser. If a person moves the figs in his chatzer to have them dry out, so halachi is, as long as he doesn't eat a chilas keva, he's still potter from maisris. It still hasn't become a full-fledged halachic eating to be chayiv in maisris. V'tani ala, but we did learn that there was a dissenting view. Rabbi Yaakov mechayiv, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda potter. The Rabbi Yaakov said, you're chayiv, and here Rabbi Yochanan is paskining, like the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that you're potter. Truma. Why did Rabbi Yochanan need to feel the halacha spell out in regards to truma? Lafukim de Rabbi Eliezer. That precludes from the shita of Rabbi Eliezer that we learned above. The snat we mentioned on Amud Aleph. And we quoted from the Mishnah Maisers in Perek Bayez Mishnah Dalet. Perush Tarman. If you take off truma from fruits, Achelo nigmara melach don Rabbi Eliezer oser lecho mehen aray v'chachamim matirin. The Rabbi Eliezer says the moment you take off trumas, that gives kvius to the fruits, and by definition, they're now chayiv and trumas and maestros, and Rabbi Yochanan was precluding from that shita of Rabbi Eliezer. He's following the chachamim. Mekach, what's the case of a sale that Rabbi Yochanan was referring to? Kedesani, as we learned in the Braisa, lokeach te'enim me'am oretz. If a person buys figs from an unlearned person, b'makom shirov b'nei adam darsin, in a place that the figs are normally pressed, and that means, therefore, that it hasn't been in that area completed. So, ochel mehen aray, you could eat aray, umasrin demai, and you take off demai, because there is a fear that the amar to not take off maisa. Rashi explains that the chidush over here in this brisa is that we don't consider it chayiv vadai maiser. Since there is a distinct possibility that maiser was taken off, so then in such a case, it's not considered vadai chayiv maiser, it's only demai, which is safek demais maiser. Shmamino tlas. And what we see from this brisa is three things. Number one, shmamino mekach ena kovas. We see that a sale does not create kvius. That we learned in the Braisa, and Rabbi Yochanan corroborated this, that if there was a sale, that doesn't mean that automatically there is a kvius, that it's chayiv and trumas and maestras. Elo bedover shenigmar melachto, it's only koveya if it was completed. If it wasn't completed, it's not chayiv. Ushmami, no, we also learned from the Braisa, rov ami oretz ma'asrin heim, that even though there's halach of demai, if you buy from an unlearned person, nevertheless, we presume that the majority have taken off Meiser. Ushma mina masrin demai me'am oretz afil bedover shelo nigmra melachto. So these two last two shma minas are the following. That we learned that we have to presume that the am oretz took off as a distinct possibility, to the point that he took off even before it was shelo nigmra melachto. So we see two halachas. Number one, if we have to presume that the am oretz took off, and therefore it's only demai, that means rov ami aretz ma'asrin, number one. And number two is that ami aretz will also take off maisros even before nigmara malachta, and therefore the status of these fruits are only a chiyuv of demai and not vadai maiser ulafuke. And that comes to exclude mehodisan, this that we learned in Rav Mishnah. Now the Gemara is going back to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan is precluding the following: Hamachlev perosim chavero zelecho v'zelecho zeliktos v'zeliktos zelecho v'zeliktos chayiv. If we exchange fruits, the halacha is that by definition it's considered a mekach, and there is a chiyuv to be mafrish from trumas and maestras. That's the opinion of the Tanakama in the Mishnah and Maestras. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lechol Chayiv Liktos Potter. Rabbi Yehuda differentiates between whether the trade was to eat or was to dry out. Achila is considered Gemar Malacha if you decided to trade to eat. If it's to dry out, then it would not be considered Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan is coming along, and Rabbi Yochanan is precluding both of these positions. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Mekach, as a rule, is not considered a koveya for Trumas and Maestros. Hadron Allah Hamevi Baruch Hashem. We finished the fourth parak in Maseches Beitza, and now we begin the fifth parak. Mashilim peris derech haruva biyomtiv. One is allowed to lower down fruits through a skylight on Yom Tov. Rashi explains that it was common in those days to put out fruits or even the harvest of wheat and barley on top of a roof and let it dry out over there. What would happen, though, of course, is if rain would come, so then people would want to take it inside. The Shaila on Yom Tov is that qualifies as a Tircha Yisera. Nevertheless, on Yom Tov, we're lenient. On Yom Tov, and it's not considered a problem of Tircha Yisera. Although, as Rashi explains, we're going to see in the Gemara, that's only with the skylight, where it's considered less of a Tircha to simply lower it into the house. Other ways of bringing it in would be problematic. However, b'Shabbos, it will be permissible. Shabbos is more stringent, and Tircha Shelo Tzarech Shabbos, we're going to be more machmir about. The Prima Godim in Simen Shin Lamed Ches, on the Magen Avram in Sif Katan Yud, based on the Magen Avram, points out that if it's being done Letzorech Shabbos, so then in such a case, it would be acceptable even on Shabbos. The Mishnah continues, Mechasim Peros Bekli, and you're allowed to cover fruits with a utensil Mepnei HaDelef, if there is a leak. So too, you're allowed to cover barrels of wine and oil, and you're allowed to put a utensil under the leak on Shabbos in order to prevent, like when sometimes there's a leak and a bucket is put underneath, in order to prevent from the entire house becoming wet. Itmar, Rav Yehuda Rav Nassan, Chad Toni Mashilin, Chad Toni Mashkilin. One learned mashilin as we translated before, and that means to lower down. And the other learned mashchilin. The Gemara will explain what both of those mean. Amar Mar Zutra says the Gemara in the first line in Perik Mashilin, Mandatani Mashilin Lo Mishtabish. Mandatani Mashilin Lo Mishtabish, both are correct. Mandatani Mashilin Lo Mishtabish Dichsiv. The Pasuk in Devarim says, Ki Yishalze Secho. The Pasuk is in the Tochicha, where the Pasuk describes that there will be many olives, but unfortunately, the trees are going to fall down when they're young, and you won't enjoy the olives. So, ki yishal means to lower down. Uman detani mashkilin lo mishabish, and the one said mashkilim is also not erroneous. Disnan, as we learn in a Mishnah in Bechoros, in regards to halach of mum. We had some halachos of mum in regards to karbanos in yesterday's parsha, in Parsha's Emor, that describes some mumin. One mumin is hashachol v'hakosel. That falls into the category that we had in this week's parasha called sarua. Shachol shenishmeto yirecho. If the carbon is considered one with a mumin, you're not allowed to bring it. And the bechar is considered if it has a mum. If its thigh has been dislodged. Kasul shechem me'erchosel gvo mechaverta. Or if one of the thighs are larger than the other. So mashchilin would mean to dislodge it from its place on the roof through the skylight. So that would make sense as well. The Gemara continues. Another point as far as the language of Mashilin. Amrav Nachmar Yitzchak mandatani Mashirin lo mishtamish. And if the Lashon Mishnah would not be Mashilin but be Mashirin, that would be not erroneous. That would not be erroneous. Mandatani Mashirin lo mishtamish. Mandatani Minashrin lo mishtamish. Mandatani Mashirin lo mishtamish. If you had the Lashon of Mashirin, that would also be a proper way to describe lowering down the fruits. This man, as we learn in a Mishnah in Nazir. Rabbi Shmuel Loimer Nazir lo Yachov. Rosho ba'adama. A nazir is not supposed to rub his hair in earth. Mipnei shemashir es hasar. It dislodges the hair. So here, mashilin peros means you dislodge again from its place. Or to remove. It might be even more accurate. To remove from its place. Umandatani mashchirin. And if you use lashon mashchirin, that also would be correct. Lo mishtabish. That would not be erroneous. This not, as we learn in a Mishnah in Kalim. Hashchor. Shchor is a type of blade that its handle is removed from it, as well as, in other words, the handles is temporarily attached and then removed. Hazug shel saporim, and that is a barber's scissors. Afal bishenechliku, even if they've come apart, tmein. Why? Because they're always put back and forth together. They were constantly removed and then attached. So hashchar is the expression of a razor which is used to remove here. And that's the lashon of hashchara, to remove the fruits from the roof. Mandatani minashrin lo mishtamish, and the expression, if the girsa would be minashrin or manshirim, that would also be correct girsa, because we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Shabbos, this not misha nashru kelav b'mayim, if a person's garments fell into water, mahalech behem ve'ein echoshish, he's allowed to walk, and it doesn't appear as if he's washed them on Shabbos. It's not osur midrabanan. So we see here that lashon nashu means to fall. So here it would mean to be removed from the roof, and that would be manshirin. Inami, another example of the word with the root nun shin resh as being appropriate. Mehadisnan, this that we learn in Peya, Perek Dal Mishnah Yud. Ezeu lekot, what is leket? Hanosher b'shas k'tzira, those things that fall off during the time of cutting. So we see the lashon of neshira is a lashon of going down. We're going to stop Ezer Hashem the daf over here. This concludes Daf Lamed Hey in Maseches Beitza.